We're reading Shara Kavanot, the explanation, the gate of intentions, the explanation of the festival of Sukkot, an introduction. And also, this will explain the merit of the days between Yom Kippurim and Sukkot, and also what is the nature of the days of Sukkot. Initially, I'll write and explain the customs that should be followed, and later I'll provide you with all the explanations, one follow the others. At the time of picking up the lulav, the palm branch, not at the time of surrounding, we have to shake it. And this is done in order to draw the chasadim from their source and origin in that of Zeranpin, as will be explained later. But at the time of surrounding, you don't need to shake the palm branch because it is as revealed surrounding light, and there's no need to shake it. We also need to not separate at all the citron from the palm branch, rather keep the two hands together so that the citron and the palm branch are cleaved together. And also when you shake them, you should aim that when you bring the palm branch, you bring it to your chest in your body, according to the intention we'll explain later. And also the order of shaking the palm branch is to lead the palm branch away from your body and then bring it back. And to do it once, and a second time, and a third time. These are three times that you move it away from your body and three times you bring it back to your body from each end of Vak. Not like those who shake it three times while they move it away and shake it three times when they bring it back to their body. And you lead the palm branch gradually three times in as you move it away, as you bring it in. And you should know that the 7 days of the festival of the Sukkot is the secret of the coupling only through Vak. But the coupling on the 8th day, the festival of Atzeret, of a gathering, is as Yesod, once all the Vak are included in it. That's why the Yesod is called Vav. And this is as written in the Zohar, in the Tzaveh, in the first item, that at the time of the coupling, B'china Vav, it becomes B'china Vav, because the Vak, which are Gadfui of letter one, of a single one, are the secret of the three Yudin in here, the three Yudins in here, and they are concealed and included in the Vav, in the Aleph, and then the letter of Vav is no longer discernible on its own. Therefore, the 8th day, Shmini Atzeret, is a single day, as it is as a holiday on its own. However, Pesach and Sukkot are 7 days, as in the seven edges. And we shall explain the 8th day, Chag Atzeret. Atzeret comes from in Hebrew, from Atzar Hashem. The Creator has stopped. And the issue is that on that night of Shmini Atzeret, there is a coupling of Israel, which is Zeranpin, with Rachel. And she absorbs the drop of the upper semen, and she stops it and absorbs it and stops it within her, and does not drop it, does not abort it, God forbid. Because sometimes there are also abortions above, as in the giants that were in the land, because Malchut dropped them, as in abortions. And since they came from that aspect, therefore also they dropped their semen on the earth, and you should understand this secret. Indeed, the reasons that they were abortions is because they were hard judgments, and it was apparent to him that there is no use in them, and therefore the upper Nukva aborted them.
Well, the whole matter of Sukkot, we spoke about it, that it speaks of the correction of the soul, how Malchut joins Zeranpin. This is what this holiday symbolizes to us. Just as usual, all the days and all the holidays and all the events, the festivals are how Malchut can connect with Zeranpin. Here also we are speaking about it. And we are giving it signs that it say the four species, where the three species are palm branch itself is the anpin, its chagat is the three myrtles, and netzach and hod are the two willow branches, and then yesod is the malchut that joins the anpin, etrog, citron, and then all those four species are joining like that among them. Then we're doing the shaking min chesed gvura tiferet netzach hod yesod of the anpin, as we want to draw the light from there, and then it turns out that we are doing the shakings, chesed called south, gvura is north, tiferet is east, netzach upwards, hod downwards. So it turns out south, north, east, west, up, down, south, north, east, up, down, and west. This is how we do the shakings as we go through Netzach Hod Tiferet, Chesed Gvor Tiferet Netzach Hod Yisod. This is how we're going through drawing from Zanpin all the lights, the surrounding lights that would enter Malchut and would be included in her, and then Malchut would be included with the qualities of Zanpin and would grow by it. All in all, she's a desire to receive, and she needs still the qualities of bestowal. It is done within the Sukkah, as we spoke about what the Sukkah is. It must not be higher than 20 hands, and its shadow should be greater than the light that comes through, where the shade should be not as this our Sukkah is structured, where there it's as if some such light that it's we even put the branches at the top. It needs to be closed from all sides until there be hardly anything there. If this is how it was built, okay. And it's on the roof here, Bnei Baruch, a small sukkah, and the shade need to be much more than the light. And not even the sun, just light. In Rabash sukkah, during the day, while outside there was sun, there it was truly shade, and hardly a ray of light managed to penetrate through the roof. It was the thatch. It was there like little slices of wood that the light hardly penetrated through it, and the walls were completely closed, made of a playwood, kind of a playwood. And this is how it should be. What else? What other signs do we have? Because this is a sign that we want to be all of us under the wings, under the thatch, under the masach, that we only want to be in the light of chasadim. We have to understand that Sukkot come to us immediately after birth, because Rosh Hashanah, New Year, is the day when Adam HaRishon was born, and then he enters the 10 days of repentance and another 5 days of corrections, and then he come to Sukkot. So it turns out that on the 15th of the month he enters the Sukkah and begin the corrections of the Chasadim. What else? I don't know. In my book, it is written too heavy manner about the drawing of the lights. So this is pretty much it for us. Are there any questions about what I said? Yes?
Rav, there's something that's unclear here. We learned that there's nothing in nature we're trying to talk about what's happening, and here he says that it's as though if Malchut is aborting something, some judgments that are not useful.
I don't know where it's written and what are you going on with.
He's explaining the last paragraph about the coupling. He says that there is this state where Malchut aborts.
What last paragraph? In the page of the first part,
first part we read.
And we'll clarify the eighth day of the holiday of Atzeret, for this is, he stopped from the words the Creator stopped. And the matter is that at the day of the eighth day of the holiday, there is the coupling of Israel, meaning Ziranpin, Gadlut called Israel, which is Ziranpin, with Rachel, and she absorbed the drop of the upper semen, and she absorbs it and treasure it or guard it inside her, and she does not abort it or drop it, God forbid, for sometime there is above also abortions, as it is written under the giants. It's like abortions were in the land. For their coming in such manner. Also, they also later on destroyed the land, dropped their drops on the land, and understand that secret. And indeed, the reason of this abortees is due to harsh dinim, judgments, and it was revealed before the Creator that there's no need in them, hence they're being aborted, and the Upanukva dropped them, meaning that there is a zivug. Why there is a zivug Israel with Rachel? It should be Israel with Leah. Yeah, why with Rachel? Because that was the time when these sparks of the light, it's in order for those sparks of the light will not fall later on to Leah, because the great Nukva is basically operating only at the end of correction. And here, because there's a coupling with Rachel, she guards those things. And already prior to the Zivug, they scrutinize all the discernment so that they won't repeat the breaking and so-called the dropping of the semen for in the waste.